Biography, Student of Life, Jane D., Philadelphia. Her story appears on page 319 in the fourth edition of the big book Alcoholics Anonymous, under They Stopped in Time. I was born in September 1965 in Urbana, Illinois, on the campus of the University of Illinois. Both my parents were grad students there. After they graduated, we moved to Philadelphia area for my father's new job with a large chemical company. He stayed with that company until he retired, so I never moved from, and I still live in, the Philadelphia area. When I entered first grade, my mother went to work in a cancer research laboratory for 11 years. Then she taught high school chemistry for 10 years, before retiring early at age 55. My parents are still married. As for this writing in November 2007, they've been married for 45 years. I have one younger sister who's very intelligent and is an Ivy League graduate. She opted for library science and is currently the director of the design library at a large state university. She shows absolutely no signs of alcoholism, and neither do my parents. We were a stable, gentle household growing up, and while we weren't wealthy, there were never any financial problems or arguments. Come to think of it, there were very few arguments at all. My parents were very mature, intelligent people, and just didn't have time for nonsense or non-value-added behavior. At age 14, I was assaulted in the woods behind my parents' house by a stranger who had followed me home from a summer camp I attended. I think this incident and my subsequent non-handling of it accelerated my drinking once I started to drink, which wasn't until college, and that's where my big book story picks up. I believe I would have been an alcoholic either way, but the anger and humiliation that I buried and pretended did not exist were so much easier to keep buried with alcohol. Oh, what a relief it was. When I got sober, these emotions came exploding to the surface. But that's another part of the story. My big book story covers the 8 years of my drinking, but I would like to mention that for grad school, I too attended the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where my parents met and I was born, and that the reruns I used to love to watch while drinking were Columbo reruns. Only today did I finally discard those videotapes. Mike, the Hawaiian sales rep who took me to my first three meetings, is still sober today and has a lovely wife and two adorable daughters. After getting sober in December of 1991, I still struggled a bit on my employment angle, but I always made enough money to live on my own and get by, and even save a little sometimes. Finally, in 1995, I got a job with the employer whom, as for the time of this writing, I am still employed and my career has really taken off. I wrote my story in 1998, and as I promised in my story, I did buy a house in 1999, and in 2001, I married the man I referenced in my story. In January 2007, my husband and I adopted a baby girl from China who has further rocked my world and his into beyond my wildest dreams. When I first learned that my story was selected for the fourth edition, I was so excited that I told the members of two of my meetings, but I didn't go beyond that. Today, I don't usually publicize or tell anyone that I am the student of life, but some people have come up to me after I tell my story in a meeting because they figured it out, which always amazes me. It's not a secret, and it's not something I hide, but it's not something I just tell unless the conversation is going in that direction, and it usually isn't. I view having my story published as an amazing gift from my higher power, but it certainly doesn't make me anyone special. On the contrary, the editors were looking to carry a message that would resonate with as many alcoholics as possible, and therefore my story must be quite basic. A garden variety drunk, that's me. I just told it well, that's all. I still attend meetings, and I am a member of an online women's topic group. I do not have any sponsees right now, but I do have a sponsor whom I see regularly once a week. I subscribe to and read The Grapevine and the Daily Reflections book. I have gained so much and come so far that I always keep my recovery in the forefront of my mind. The program taught me how to deal with the assault I suffered at 14 and other various life-on-life terms, situations, and experiences. And for that, I am eternally grateful. For me, although there are plenty of distractions, good and bad, it's always about a drink, and as long as I remember that, I'll always remember not to pick up that first one. Jane D.